This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 26, 2021. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, will keynote the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo, March 13th and 14th. Minster's talk, part of an 80-plus speaker lineup, will begin at 2000 UTC, that's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on March 13th. His appearance will highlight ARRL's featured role of the expo, which will also include an Ask the ARRL Labs session. ARRL is a QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo partner. In his keynote, Minster will share his enthusiasm for advancing amateur radio and highlight current ARRL initiatives to engage and inspire the current generation of hams. At the ARRL Expo booths, Ask the ARRL Lab. Lab staffers will answer questions live, offering tips about projects or suggestions to improve your station or address problems. 4 live group kit building workshops also will take place, with workshop instructors guiding participants through building a variety of kits which are available for purchase. Everything you want to know is on the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo website, www.qsotodayhamexpo.com. ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service and American Red Cross volunteers joined forces in Texas under the ARRL Red Cross Memorandum of Understanding in responding to the situation resulting from unseasonably frigid weather there. Kevin McCoy, KF5FUZ, said the Red Cross formally requested an ARES activation in Texas to address the effects of the natural disaster, which included a lack of drinking water, power outages, fuel shortages, and frozen plumbing. Red Cross in Central Texas supported more than 60 warming shelters at the request of governmental agencies. McCoy said they made a special effort to use WinLink email over radio to get reports of infrastructure problems and unmet needs and to communicate information about warming centers. He said WinLink operators provided the most valuable contribution to the disaster response. Several teams deployed to support emergency operations centers in Bear, Brazos, Kerr, Travis, and Williamson counties. McCoy said the effort focused on folks with medical needs who required power and getting those people to safety. On February 20th, the Red Cross made a formal stand-down request to Texas ARES sections from the Central and South Texas Red Cross region. Key issues remaining include the prolonged power outage and the freezing weather that left Texas with damaged water infrastructure. As McCoy said on February 22nd, things are improving rapidly. This is ARRL Audio News heard in the Williamsport, Pennsylvania area. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on the 147.3 and 444.90 repeaters, courtesy of the Millionaire Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. If you're interested in old issues of the AMSAT journal, all of the journals from the current one back to 2014 are now online in the members-only area. The journals from 1969 to 2013 will be added later. Many of the older issues need to be scanned first before being uploaded. If you are a collector of rare islands on satellite, Dimitri N6DNM may have the opportunity to operate from Santa Rosa Island in CM93. The island has only been activated once before. This is a pretty rare grid on satellite. Dimitri hopes to be there on May 15th, so save the date. Amateur radio on the International Space Station contacts are continuing using the Kenwood TMD710E in the service module until the antenna issue is corrected on the Columbus module where the Kenwood TM710GA is located. The AMSAT report comes to us each week courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. The amateur radio communications team of Florida Baptist Disaster Relief has created a multi-site radio communications exercise dubbed Whirlwind Boom. The two-hour drill set for March 19th is designed to bring together volunteers and local agencies across northern Florida and throughout the southeastern U.S. Invitations have gone out to amateur radio emergency service groups, county-level emergency managers, state communications experts, and federal SHARES HF radio program volunteers. The exercise scenario involves a swarm of tornadoes coupled with the terrorist bombing of the telephone system and large numbers of displaced residents seeking shelter. Only radio remains. During the exercise, volunteers will practice transmitting formal reports about the utility, water, and safety situations in their counties. Many participants will communicate using portable radio gear powered by batteries or generator, simulated outbound survivor messages to friends and family also will be sent. Participating groups will receive secret messages advising them of unexpected handicaps that mimic what might actually happen in a disaster and complicating their tasks. These exercises are structured in accordance with U.S. Department of Homeland Security training guidelines. An article describing how radio amateurs can help fill the information donut hole by providing post-earthquake Did You Feel It or DYFI reports via Winlink HF radio email appeared on February 22nd in the American Geophysical Union magazine EOS. As the article points out, ham radio networks gear up to provide real-time, on-the-ground information about earthquake shaking and damage when other communication pathways are knocked out of commission. As the article explains, DYFI uses a questionnaire to gather individuals' experiences and observations, and the U.S. Geological Survey uses the information to evaluate the shaking intensity at that person's location. But the article said the U.S. Geological Survey and other global seismic network operators have witnessed felt report donut holes in areas of strong shaking due to loss of internet communication. This is where amateur radio groups come into play. As the article explains, the USGS has partnered with Winlink, a radio email platform with more than 28,000 users worldwide, and with ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service members. Winlink adapted the USGS DYFI questionnaire to its platform, and this version is now available to all radio amateurs. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in the Tiverton, Rhode Island area, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on the 145.17, 145.19, 146.46, 146.985, 147.075, and 147.39 repeaters, courtesy of the Narragansett Bay Amateur Radio Club. Josh Tanner, the Australian filmmaker who produced the thriller Decommissioned, has explained how he came up with the idea to develop the movie short in the film Suitsat Returns in the Future to haunt International Space Station Commander Diaz, who spots Suitsat, the surplus Russian Orlan spacesuit that amateur radio on the International Space Station turned into a ham radio satellite back in 2006. In an exclusive ARRL video interview premiering on February 27th, Tanner described how the concept became reality, at least on film.
My wife, Jade, who is also a co-writer, we're both really obsessed with space, and we discovered Suitsat on Wikipedia. And it was an initial sort of two-pronged reaction. One, it was, this is genius. It's amazing that they did this. How have I never heard of this before? And the second one was, it's kind of creepy that they put a that they sort of had what looks like a stranded dead astronaut floating around the Earth to keep floating around the Earth until it burnt up. And then add on to that, that there were voices of children being transmitted.
Suitsat 1 transmitted a voice message, "This is Suitsat RS0RS," in several languages as it orbited Earth. Tanner said creating the realistic atmosphere and sets involved a number of complexities. Video game engine technology made it possible. ARRL recommends viewing the short film before watching the 45-minute interview. The interview premieres on ARRL's YouTube channel Saturday, February 27th at 1600 UTC. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 26, 2021. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME 73, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.